As if lawmakers don't have enough on their plates trying to close a $3.5 billion budget hole, this week brought a reminder that the state is also trying to advance a natural gas mega, make that giga, project. That would be Alaska LNG, the effort to build a massive gas line from the North Slope to Cook Inlet. With natural gas prices following oil in an extended plunge, lawmakers heard this week that the project faces significant economic headwinds. Meanwhile, tension between the Walker administration and the state's three oil company partners once again spilled into the open. APRN's Rachel Waldholtz reports.
I call Senate Resources Committee to order.
Today's lawmakers heard a series of updates on the Alaska LNG project. The upside? Technical progress is on time and on budget. That's according to project manager Steve Butt. The downside? Just about everything else. Representatives from ExxonMobil, BP, and ConocoPhillips, the state's three partners, testified Wednesday. In his opening statement, Conoco's Leo Earhart said his company is committed to Alaska LNG.
Well, we have to be realistic about the project in this current price environment, and we have to be realistic about the commercial challenges that sit in front of us.
Like oil prices at their lowest levels in over a decade, gas prices at their lowest levels in a decade and a half, and more LNG on the market than buyers can absorb. Prices will rise, Earhart said, but nobody knows when. Meanwhile, for the project to move forward, the companies must complete a series of agreements among themselves and with the state. In a letter sent to the companies in mid-January, Governor Bill Walker insisted those agreements must be submitted to the legislature by the end of the current session. That seems unlikely, Earhart said.
The governor has identified a list of agreements that he wants to see completed before the special session. This will be a very difficult task to accomplish.
Representatives from ExxonMobil and BP echoed that point. And if that's not ominous enough, Earhart went on.
And should we find an impasse to these agreements, ConocoPhillips will not stand in the way of the project and will make our gas available to the state.
If that sounds like Conoco has one foot out the door, a spokesperson reiterated that the company is committed. But key deadlines are looming. The three companies are seeking what they call fiscal certainty, meaning they want to lock in tax rates on the project to avoid the decades of litigation that followed the construction of the Trans-Alaska pipeline. That would likely require a constitutional amendment, and that requires a vote this November. The governor says he can't support an amendment unless the other contracts are signed, including agreements on the governance structure for the project, how the state would access its share of the gas, and, stickiest of all, an agreement among the producers themselves about how to supply the project. In fact, the governor wrote, if the partners can't agree, he will have no other choice but to consider other options for commercializing Alaska's gas.
Really, it's just a matter of I wanted to be clear what my expectations are.
Meanwhile, Senator Bill Willikowski, an Anchorage Democrat, asked the question on many Alaskans' minds.
How likely is this project to happen at this point, would you say?
I'm hesitant to put a number on it since I've been working on this since 1992.
That's Bill McMahon of Exxon. He ticked off a series of factors in the project's favor, including the fact that all three leaseholders and the state are working together. And he noted that by the end of this year, the project will have gone further than any previous effort. In the end, he says, he's bullish on Alaska gas. From the Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.